by transcription.
Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest, Richard Widmark, yours truly, Toby Reed, B. Benadera, Joseph Kearns, Harry Lubin, the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. The coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand at any price. Yes, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Well, this morning, Gracie asked George if she could drive the car downtown. George said no, as usual. So Gracie took it anyway, as usual. The car is now in the repair shop having the dents taken out of the fenders, as usual. And Gracie is being cross-examined by a suspicious George.
Gracie, where's the car?
The car?
Yeah, where is it?
Where is what?
The car.
Our car?
Our car.
The one with the windshield wiper?
The one with the windshield. Where is it?
On the windshield. See you later.
Wait a minute. I want to know where the car is.
George, have you heard the joke about the moron who threw the Chinese midget downstairs?
Gracie, what?
A moron threw a Chinese midget downstairs because he wanted to pitch a little woo. Have you heard it?
Yes.
I bet it's funny. Tell it to me.
Gracie, I want to know where the car is. I went out to the garage and it's not there.
Somebody stole our garage, huh? Well, I'll tell the police.
Come back here. Now, what happened to the car?
Oh, all right. I had a little accident. It's at the shop being fixed.
The fenders again?
Yeah.
Dents?
I'd love to turn on the music.
Look, I don't feel like dancing. Do the fenders have dents?
Now, please.
What happened?
Well, I wasn't to blame, George. Another car ran right into me.
Who was driving it?
Nobody. It was parked.
A parked car ran into you?
Now, isn't that typical California driving? They can't even control their cars when they're not in them.
Yes, it's simply awful. No wonder the National Safety Council says don't be a Gracie. Do you know whose car you hit?
Yes, I took his name and address off the registration slip in case I decided to sue him.
Look, Gracie, the accident was your fault. Now, you go over to this man's house and settle with him.
Settle with him and leave you?
No, not leave me. I mean, settle for the damage you did. What's his name?
Well, it's here on this slip of paper. I'll run up and change clothes. I want to look my best when I talk business with a man.
What a woman. Well, let's see who she hit. Richard Widmark. Richard Widmark. Say, he's the movie villain. Killer. Hey, this gives me an idea. I hope Widmark remembers me. Hate to ask him for a favor if he doesn't know.
Yes?
Mr. Widmark?
Yes, I'm Richard Widmark.
Remember me? We met at the Friars Club.
No, I can't place you.
We played bridge together.
Gee, I don't remember.
You won $2.40 from me.
Well, I'm sorry. I still don't place you.
I never paid you the money.
George Burns.
That's me. I'm afraid my wife ran into your car this morning.
Oh, is she the one?
Yeah.
Well, she's a menace to the road. My car was parked.
I know. Dick, I want you to do me a favor. Scare my wife so she'll stop driving.
Scare her?
Yeah, you know, you're the screen's greatest menace. So when Gracie comes over to see you, go into your killer act and frighten the daylights out of her.
Oh, no, George. That's just for the movies. That character's creeping into my private life too much as it is. It's getting so mothers frighten their children by saying Richard Widmark will get you.
But, Dick...
You don't know what it's like to have people scream and run away the minute they see your face. On second thought, maybe you do.
Come on, Dick. You'll be doing a great favor to every driver in town.
Well, look, why don't you just tell her not to drive the car? What's the matter? Don't you wear the pants in your family?
I not only don't wear the pants, I have trouble keeping on the shorts.
Well, I do it, George, but my producer, Fred Colmar, is coming over to discuss a new picture with me.
Well, it won't hurt anything if he sees the act. Gracie has got to be taught a lesson.
Well, all right. If it'll stop your wife from driving, it's worth it.
Well, now, when Gracie gets over here, just pour it on. And be sure to use that vicious laugh of yours. It'll frighten her out of her mind.
You leave it to me, George. I'll give her the full treatment.
Hello, Dick. Am I early?
Oh, hello, Fred. No, you're okay. Mr. Colmar, may I introduce...
We know each other.
We do?
Sure. We met at the Friars Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We played bridge together, remember?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
You won $4.20 from me.
Oh, I still can't recall your name.
He never did pay you.
George Byrne.
Well, I'll be running along before Gracie gets here.
Hey, how about paying us our bridge money?
Oh, gee, I'll be glad to, but all I got with me is cash. See you fellas later.
What a character. Well, Fred, how does the script for the new picture look?
Sensational, Dick. This'll be your greatest role since you played Tommy Udo in Kiss of Death. Why, at the finish, it takes 15 policemen to kill you.
Hey, wait a minute. It might take 15 policemen to kill a guy like Humphrey Bogart, but I'm no Bogart.
No?
No. I want 20 policemen.
Well, you shall have them. Oh, you're really going great guns, Dick. You just won the popularity poll at the Hatchapay.
The Hatchapay? That's a women's prison, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the inmates voted you the man they'd most like to be in solitary with.
Gee, I'm flattered. Uh-oh, that must be Mrs. Burns. Now, get a load of this, Fred. I'm going into my killer character and scare the daylights out of him.
Oh, Dick, have a heart. The poor woman will faint dead away. What's the idea?
She bumped into my car and her husband wants me to teach her a lesson.
Okay, but I better get the smelling salts ready.
Now, watch this.
Mr. Widmark?
Yeah.
I'm Mrs. Burns. I'm the person who ran into your car.
You are, huh?
I'm glad you're not angry.
Hey, Fred, get a load of the good-looking skirt.
Oh, do you like it? You know, it could be a little longer, but I'm not much at sewing. The blouse is nice, too, don't you think? This is what they call a peasant blouse.
Can it?
Huh?
Button it up.
Oh, all right. Hey, it does look better buttoned all the way. Oh, you certainly know a lot about women's clothes. Are you a dressmaker?
Dressmaker?
I knew your face looked familiar. Do you work for Adrian or Kelly?
Look, lady, I'm a crook.
Oh, you're in business for yourself, huh? Well, how nice.
Stop with that. I've had a record since I was 6 years old. That's when I made my first slip.
My, you started sewing early.
Hey, Fred. Fred, look who thinks I'm a dressmaker. What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Well, that's good enough for me. Oh, and now about your car. My husband will be glad to give you the money to fix it.
I don't want his money. You'll have to pay me in blood.
In blood?
Yeah. They call me Widmark the Butcher.
Oh, now I think you better take his money. They call him Burns the Turnip.
Now, a wife's name, huh? Hey, Fred, give me a knife. There's a smart little skirt here I'm going to work on.
Oh, would you? You know, I think if you let out the hem a little and put the husband through here...
Quiet! What are you trying to do? Give me the needle.
Well, if you like, I'll even thread it for you.
You know what I'd like to do to you?
No, what?
I'd like to take you for a ride.
Oh, please. I'm a married woman. And even if I weren't, I haven't met for years. I'd be awfully dull.
When I take a dame for a ride, we don't neck.
Oh, you're pretty dull yourself.
I'm talking about a one-way ride. I think I'll take you and your husband both.
Oh, now that would make a dough. He's worse than either of us. What in the world would you do with it?
What are you laughing at this time?
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Oh, gee, George will love you. You must sit in our audience some night.
Now, listen, I guess you don't know who you're talking to.
Well, you know, I've been trying to place you. Where is your dressmaking shop?
I haven't got one!
You work at home, huh? Well, I must tell the ladies in my club about you. You know, you're a sweet, kind man, and you deserve all the business I can throw your way.
Look, lady, you got me all wrong. I sew people up in sacks.
Sacks? Oh, that's a lovely story. But I'll send the girls here so you can make a little money on the side. Toodaloo.
Well, it's a good thing I got the smelling salts ready. Here, have a whiff, killer.
Smoke. Could Burns have sent her over here just to rib me? Oh, no, no, he wouldn't dare do that. But why didn't she faint? I gave her the laugh and everything.
Dick, maybe I better get Bogart for this picture.
Oh, now, Fred, you wouldn't do that. I'll be great in the picture.
Sure. I can just hear the moviegoers when they see your name on the marquee. Well, let down my hem. It's Killer Widmar.
Wait till I get my hands on Burns.
Can't you almost see the curtain going up when you hear the bright 2-4 rhythm of these unbeatable show tunes? Of course, rhythm is only one line on the conductor's score. For many musical elements must be skillfully combined to bring you the music you love at its best. Now lend an ear while we demonstrate. Here's a top tune from one of the greatest shows of all time. But can you recognize it from just this mellow harmony? Now we'll blend in a rich counter melody. And suppose we now add the vigorous rhythm. Well, if you're still puzzled, let's complete this lovely and familiar song by adding the melody. Yes, harmony, counter melody, rhythm and melody. Not one, but many musical parts, all skillfully blended into one rich harmonious orchestration of Jerome Kern's ever popular, Why Do I Love You? And friends, it takes the same skill in blending to create America's favorite brand of coffee, rich, heartwarming Maxwell House coffee. No other coffee but Maxwell House brings you this mellow, satisfying, good to the last drop flavor. And naturally, there's a reason. To create this world-famous flavor, our Maxwell House experts combine not one, but many superb varieties of Highland-grown Latin American coffees. With care and skill, they select fine Monazelli's coffees for mellowness. For extra richness, they add Medellin. Then for vigor, they add other choice coffees to the Maxwell House blend. And finally, for fine full body, they add Bucaramangas. All perfectly blended into one great coffee, radiant roasted to the peak of flavor perfection. And brought to you vacuum packed and roaster fresh.
And because you folks on the West Coast really know and enjoy coffee at its best, Maxwell House is blended and roasted for you right here on the West Coast to satisfy your critical taste.
So, friends, why settle for anything but the best in coffee drinking pleasure? Tomorrow, enjoy the extra flavor coffee, Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Widmar. Well, what's the matter? You look surprised.
You're so calm. I expected you to shake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stick out your hand.
How do?
How do?
Yes. I didn't mean that. Didn't Widmark scare you?
That sweet little man? Of course not.
Gracie, that sweet little man scares people stiff.
Well, he might scare them stiff, but he's certainly sweet when he's sober.
Gracie.
He's so cute and jolly. You ought to hear him laugh. You know, if he weren't so skinny, he'd make a good Santa Claus.
You found Richard Widmark cute and jolly?
Mm-hmm. After I left his house, I went around and told my club members to send their dresses so he can let down the hem.
Widmark lets down hem?
Oh, he's been sewing all his life.
Widmark?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that I know. Come in. Oh. Hello, Dick. We were just talking about you.
Say, what are you two trying to do? Ruin me?
Well, no, Mr. Widmark. We're sending you a lot of business.
Burns, you started this. I ought to pin your ears back.
Oh, no, don't do that. When he reads in the Sunday Shade his book.
What do you know about, Dick?
Ever hear of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society?
Yeah, that's Gracie's club.
Well, three of the women, and when I call them women, I give them the benefit of the doubt, came by my house and left clothes for me to mend.
Well?
I'm not a dressmaker.
Oh, did you give it up?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Now, look, Mrs. Burns, I have to rush to the studio. You go pick up your friends' clothing and return it to their respective caves.
You won't fix them?
No, my business is not stitches for witches. Now, here's the key to my house. There's nobody home. My wife's spending the day shopping. Goodbye.
Hey, Dick.
What?
Why did you cross me up? You were supposed to scare my wife out of her mind.
Brother, that's impossible. She's been gone from there for years.
Now, where could Mr. Widmark have put those dresses? So hard to find things in a strange house.
Well, hello.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Widmark. How did you get into my house?
Your husband gave me a key.
How convenient.
Yes, he didn't expect you to be here.
I'll bet he didn't.
Well, I'll only be a minute. I just came by to pick up the clothes the girls left here.
Girls left their clothes here?
Mm-hmm. Why are you surprised? That must happen all the time with a husband like yours.
Well,
I was about to look in this closet. Oh, yes. Your husband hung them in here.
I'm glad he was tidy.
Let's see. This blue dress belongs to Blanche Morton, the gray one to Clara Bagley, and this big one is Maggie Ettinger's.
There were three of them?
Uh-huh. There would have been more, but we just found out about your husband this morning.
Well, I'm just finding out about him now. After this, when I go shopping, I'll take King Solomon with me. Wait till I get my hands on him.
Why, you sound angry with him. I wish my husband had his ability. But I know. You just can't teach old dogs new tricks.
Look, I think you better take these clothes and leave.
All right. Tell your husband hello for me.
When he comes home, you'll get a salad bowl right over his head.
Well, after you cut his head, tell him hello.
Gracie, did you straighten everything out at Widmark?
Oh, yes, dear. I picked up the dresses and returned them. And I found out something about Mr. Widmark.
What?
His wife cuts his hair.
No.
Yes, she puts a salad bowl on his head.
Well, good night.
Yes. He must have a large head. I use a sugar bowl on yours.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you fixed everything. Widmark seemed upset about something, and, come in. Oh, it's you again, Dick.
Yes, it's me.
Hey, you look upset. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah, drop dead.
What's the matter?
Now, look, this morning I had a nice, shiny car, a good job in pictures, and a loving, trusting wife.
Now my car's dented, my job's gone, and my wife won't speak to him.
Oh, you poor man. If you'd come to us sooner, we might have helped you.
Look, Burns, I'm a peaceful man. I've never even killed a rat. But I'm starting now. Come here.
George, he's calling you.
I'm not answering.
I'm going to beat the stuffing out of you.
Oh, that's not stuffing. That's all George. And you better not touch him. He fights like a wildcat.
He does, huh?
Yeah, he screams and scratches. Sick him, George.
Stay out of here. Burns, I don't want to hit you in front of your wife. Let's step into the next room.
I'd rather die here.
Oh, George, you're not afraid of this dressmaker. Go in the den with him.
Yeah.
Ouch. Let go of me. You're hurting my arm. Stop dragging me.
Stop dragging him, Mrs. Burns.
Thanks.
I'll take him in there myself.
But, Dick, let's talk this over. Now, wait.
Oh, George will kill him. He's as strong as an ox. He's twice as handsome. Oh, come in.
Hi, Gracie. Is George around?
Yes, Bill. He's in the den having a fight.
What? That little coward?
George isn't a coward. He never ran away from a fight in his life.
Yeah, I know. He was always carried away.
Hey, you're right. Maybe you better go in the den there and help him.
Well, who's he fighting with? A bill collector?
No, a dressmaker. At least he used to be.
A dressmaker? I can handle him with one hand tied behind me and a cup of Maxwell House coffee in the other. Wait here and catch him as he comes flying out.
Bill.
Don't worry, George. I'll save you from this little hem-stitcher. Turn around and face me, buttons and bows. I want to give you a chance to defend yourself when I knock your teeth down your... Ooh. Richard Widmark.
Yeah. So you're going to knock my teeth out, huh? You're a big man. I like big men. They bounce when they hit the floor.
I fool everybody with these stilts.
Stilts.
Bill, don't be a coward. Whitmore can't hurt us if we're together.
Yeah, but he'll take us apart. I'll see you later.
Come back here. If you're a friend of Burns, I think I'll include you in the massacre.
Stand up to him, Bill, old pal.
Let go of me, stranger.
If he's a stranger, what are you doing in his house?
Well, I'm a traveling salesman. Would you like to buy a farmer's daughter?
Bill.
Bill.
Huh? Admit you're my friend.
Oh, so he is your friend.
Oh, sure. He's on my radio program. He tells people how delicious and mellow Maxwell House coffee is. Don't you, Bill?
Maxwell House coffee? What's that?
What's that? Why, you stupid nitwit. It's only the greatest coffee you ever tasted. Haven't you ever heard of the coffee that's good to the last drop?
No, sir.
This guy's a moron. I can't hit a moron.
Why can't I think of these things?
What's Maxwell House? Why, that's like asking, what's baseball? It's the most popular brand of coffee in America. Didn't you ever taste Maxwell House coffee?
Duh.
Yeah, what a schmo. There's nothing like a cup of Maxwell House to start off a happy day. What do you do to start the day feeling happy? Ah, get out of here. You're a dope.
I'm a dope. Some dope. Saved myself a beating and got him to do my work. See you later.
So you see, Gracie, I was lucky to get out of that alive. It wasn't until Bill left that I found out why Widmark was sore.
You mean when I went to his house this morning, he was supposed to frighten me?
Of course. He's the most sensational villain in the movies. And you made him look like a jerk in front of his producer.
Well, I'll make it up to him. I'll go over and let him scare me right now.
Oh, no, no, no. It's too late now.
Oh, no, it isn't, George. Remember what Benjamin Franklin said?
Well, what did he say?
He said a lot of great things. Take your pick.
Gracie, you're nuts.
No, he didn't say that. He doesn't even know me.
I'll introduce you to Benny later, yeah.
Well, I'll see you later, dear. I'm going over and let Mr. Widmark frighten me.
Burns.
Believe it or not, Fred, this whole thing worked out to the best. I'm glad I lost the part of the killer. Now, maybe you'll give me a crack at a romantic role, huh?
You? A romantic role?
Well, sure. That's what I did on Broadway before the movies made a villain out of me. I never liked playing killers anyway. Romance is my real racket.
Oh, you couldn't handle a romantic role, Dick.
All right, I'll prove it. Look, here comes Mrs. Burns up the walk. She even thought I was cute when I acted mean. When I turn on the charm, she'll think I'm a doll. Now, watch this, Fred. I'll make Gable look like a bum.
Come in.
Ah, Mrs. Burns. Who need wait for spring now that you are here? The very flowers burst into bloom, warmed by the radiance of your beauty. I kiss your hand. What is wrong? I want to take you in my arms. Mrs. Burns, look at me.
Why, don't you find Mr. Widmark attractive?
Well, George, I fixed up Mr. Widmark.
Good, he's a nice fellow. I'm glad we straightened him out.
Oh, yes, I guess he appreciates it, too. Here he comes up the walk with a present for you.
A present?
Mm-hmm. He must think you're quite an athlete. He's carrying a baseball bat.
Something tells me that's not a present. I'm going out the back way.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, last year, 5,200,000 people suffered disabling accidents in their homes. Let's all remember to help the National Safety Council in its drive to prevent home accidents. Be safe. Be careful. Don't be a Gracie.
Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Well, Gracie, I talked to Widmark's producer and straightened everything out. He's back in the picture.
Yes, I know. I drove him to the studio to start work.
You took the car? Again? Where is it?
In the repair shop.
Dents again?
Well, I'd love to. Turn on the music.
Good morning.
The easy way.
You like good things the easy way? Then get instant Maxwell House coffee.
So good.
So good. True coffee flavor and fragrance, because instant Maxwell House is not a so-called coffee product. It's all pure Maxwell House coffee in instant form.
And so easy.
So easy. Instant Maxwell House means great coffee instantly in your cup. No fuss, no muss, no bother. Today, try Instant Maxwell House. Instantly good to the last drop. Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee, always good to the last drop. Richard Widmark can currently be seen starring in the 20th Century Fox production, Down to the Sea and Ships. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler.
The preceding program was transcribed.